We want to thank you for joining our Men's Summit podcast today. We hope that this encourages you and challenges you in every area of your life. In this episode, Pastor Matt Washington of our Prosper campus leads us in a discussion about what makes a healthy man and a healthy leader. Let's listen in.
It's great to be with you for this episode of the Men's Summit podcast. Our goal is to encourage and disciple men through every area of life. Today, I want to talk about being a healthy leader, but specifically a healthy man. This most recent Men's Summit 2021, Pastor Chris Griffin asked us the question, how do we identify a healthy man? And an answer that I shared with the room in that moment was that if I had one opportunity, one situation or room to be in where I could look at a man and try to make the best assessment as to whether he's healthy or not, it is to be in front of the man when he is right next to his wife. That's right. I want to see a man right next to his wife. So what I've realized about leadership, what I've realized about men, is that sometimes we can be very successful in many areas of our life, and yet the one area that tends to be neglected the most is our relationship with our spouse, or maybe even our relationship with our kids. And so as I'm looking at raising up leaders and calling forth the next generation of healthy men, I want to know, how do they relate to the people that they are most connected to? Because if I can look at a wife and see how she looks at her husband and with what level of intimacy there is, with what level of honor and respect there is, then I can pretty much make a good guess where their marriage is at. But if mom at home is not happy with dad, then he's struggling in some areas. And so I'd mention at Summit that it's just an indicator. If someone's wife is not happy in their marriage, then that's an area that's been neglected. And in my opinion, it's the most important area. So how do I identify a healthy man? I want to see him next to his wife. Next question, what causes men to be unhealthy? You know, when we're born, arguably we're at the healthiest point of our life. You know, obviously the immune system's still being developed, but we're brand new. You know, we haven't been bumped along, we haven't been bruised, we haven't broken any bones. And yet, when we're born, we absolutely are in need of nourishment. And I'd put it like this, unhealth comes from being malnourished. So it's not that we just start out unhealthy. But if you neglect proper nourishment, then you become unhealthy very quickly. So what do we know? We know that once men graduate out of high school, step into the next season of life, you know, we joke about it, college, the freshman 15. We joke about it when our wives get pregnant and we start gaining some weight. And in the physical, we're seeing that there's some unhealth happening. But we also know that in the emotional, that in the relational, and the spiritual, unhealth is also happening. It's taking root in our lives. And so what causes men to be healthy? I would say they're malnourished. There's an area of their life that they're not getting healthy. They're not getting what they need to grow into the healthy man that God's created them to be. I want to answer one more question, and that is this. What is the first step and getting healthy? I would say the first step in getting healthy is to recognize that we don't have the capacity to provide ourselves what we need to grow. Think about it this way. A baby comes out of the womb, but it has no ability in and of itself to produce forth the growth, the nourishment, to meet its own needs. So what does it do? It depends on mom to breastfeed, to provide the nutrients that that baby needs to grow and to become healthy. In the same way, we as men don't have the capacity within ourselves to become healthy. So what do? We take a step in the direction of getting healthy. We seek out health, whether that's a counselor, whether that's through self-development and reading, or as believers, pursuing God, pursuing His Word, asking the Holy Spirit to speak to us. We have to get outside of ourselves to get healthy. And so in this podcast today, I want to talk a little bit about health. How do we get healthy as men? I put it this way, I really don't care, if I'm honest, how successful someone is in business, how successful they are in ministry, how successful they are in any area of their life, if they're neglecting another area at the expense of it all. And so I've seen too many times where men who are multimillionaires, their kids want nothing to do with them. Their wife is ready to leave them. And I had a mentor put it this way. I had asked him one time, man, do you ever get intimidated being in a room full of people that are making $50 million a year and more? And he said, no, because frankly, my job and what he does for a living is not to help them make more money, but to make sure that they don't lose everything else in the process. He said, I'm not as interested in how much money they make. I'm interested in, are you able to maintain what's most important in your life while you make money? And so that's really stuck with me. And so when we talk about health, we're talking about every area of our life. I know guys that physically, they're in great shape, they're healthy, but they've neglected many other things. And so you may have physical health, but your relationships are terrible. People who love God with all their heart and they're 200 pounds overweight. It's like, okay, that's great you love Jesus, but you've neglected the only body that you're getting in this lifetime. And so we're talking about all around health. So the first step in getting healthy is get a physical. Okay, I'm going to elaborate on this because I just want to use a physical exam to illustrate a point I'm trying to make. But let me start with a story. So when I was in the seventh grade, I was getting ready for middle school football. And I had heard the stories growing up of what a physical exam was like. If you're already a few steps ahead of me, you know where this story may be going. So I knew that there was an aspect to a physical exam that was a little uncomfortable. Kind of makes you a little bit nervous, but nonetheless, here we go. I step into this medical office to get my physical exam so I can play seventh grade football. And what do? They first ask me some questions. They want to know what's my medical history. Half the time I didn't know any of the answers. Texted my mom, you know, what is it? What is this? What did I, when's my last shot? But, you know, they check my heart rate. They check my lungs. They check my abdomen. They want to see what my vital signs are like. And so that's just one of the steps. And so then they checked my reflexes. You know, they take the tool and hit your knee, and so my knee kicked and I was good. They go through a series of other ones. And then the doctor had me stand up. And here was the point that I knew we were eventually getting to. Now, let me just say, why in the world is every doctor's office freezing cold? It was absolutely freezing. Here I am standing in front of this doctor, and this person asks me to go ahead and lower my pants, and we were going to do the cough test. Does anyone know about the cough test? Okay, if you've never had a physical exam in middle school or high school, you may not know. A cough test is where you take your pants off, and they are checking for any sort of issues, any sort of hernias that are in your pelvic area, in your abdomen, and it's a little bit awkward. Let me just say, they get a little too touchy for me. But fortunately, I didn't have any hernias, and I could start seventh grade football, and it just became the joke. And anytime an exam was coming up, you know, me and my buddies, we would joke about, oh man, I hope we don't get a touchy-feely doctor. This could get awkward. Or when they invite your parents to stay in the room while they ask you to unrobe, just gets a little awkward. But what I'm getting at is a physical exam, it's a good thing. It is an opportunity for a medical practitioner to examine a patient for any medical signs or symptoms that there's a problem. What are they checking for? They're checking for health. What do they sometimes uncover? There might be unhealth in an area. You know, you may have all the muscles in the world, but if your bones are beginning to degenerate, then you may have a problem. You may have a great heartbeat, and yet your pancreas or your liver is not functioning properly. And so a physical exam is to make sure that we are healthy. So in the same way, you know, a physical exam is for physical health, but what do we have to assess our health in other areas? What do we have to assess our health in other areas? I like how the psalmist says in Psalms 139, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life." We cannot assess our own health. Physically, I can look at my body and I think everything's okay, but I need to go to someone who has way more knowledge, way more wisdom, way more experience than I do to tell me if I'm healthy or not. Guys, listen, we need to go to the one that can tell us where we are actually at. Let me just be direct. Your assessment of yourself is not good enough. And we know, as men, we tend to over-assume that we are exactly where we need to be. There's pride, there's confidence. You know, I have conversations with my wife just about the dynamic between men and women, and it seems to be that women tend to be more insecure about their physical appearance, their looks, and maybe even the type of mate that they might attract. And I've told her, men are on the complete opposite end of the spectrum. I mean, I've seen guys that are out of shape, not funny, bad personality. And if you ask them, they're like a 8 or a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. They just have confidence. They believe the best about themselves. And while positive thinking might work in your profession, it doesn't work when we're assessing health of ourselves. So we have to search outside of ourselves for feedback. So I just want to hit on three things, but we're really going to dive into the third. So what are these three sources that we can go to assess our health? The first one is God's Word. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we're wrong and teaches us to do what is right." God's Word literally is a reflection to us. It shows us where we're at. Have you ever read something in Scripture and you think, "I don't know about that," or "I don't know how I measure up to that commandment," or to this expectation that Jesus had? Or when I think even Jesus says, anyone who looks at a woman with lust in his heart doesn't even have to touch her, doesn't have to do anything. If it's just in his heart, he's guilty of adultery. It's sin. And so you may look at that and be like, "Oh man, I don't know how I compare to that. You know, I disagree a little bit, Jesus." Well, frankly, we don't get that right. But in many ways, Scripture will teach us how to be healthy. Why? Because God designed us according to His perfect plan, His perfect creation, and we know we are flawed. God's perfect, we are flawed. We need His perfect Word to shed light on where there are imperfections inside of us. The second one, where do we go to assess our own health? We go to God's Spirit. John 16, verse 13 says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth." So I went to Israel last year, and we had a tour guide. And when we landed in Israel, I couldn't read any signs. I didn't know Hebrew, had no idea where we were going, but praise God for a tour guide. She led us to the right bus. She led us to the right restaurant. And guys, when you're traveling, you want to go to the right restaurant, not the wrong restaurant. But this guide was the one taking us everywhere we needed to go. And at the end of the trip, we had a wonderful experience, but we couldn't have done that on our own. In the same way, the Holy Spirit wants to guide us into truth. There are some things about ourselves that we've believed our entire lives, and it's not true. Simply put, it's not true. We have believed some lies. We've accepted things as identity, and it's not true. In the same way, we've believed things about the world. We've believed things about religion. Maybe we've even believed things about leadership. That it's our belief, but it's frankly not true. And so we need truth to be clarified for us. You don't have to teach a child how to believe a lie. Children typically believe anything that you say to them. So for us as adults, sometimes we hear things, we see things, we interpret things, and we believe them, whether they're actually true or not. But the Holy Spirit will lead us, will guide us into all truth. And the third thing, when we want to assess our health, is go to God's people. So he said, God's word, go to God's Spirit, and go to God's people. Guys, this is critical. Proverbs 12, verse 15 says, fools think their own way is right, but the wise listen to others. Proverbs 24, verse 6 says, don't go to war without wise guidance. Victory depends on having many advisors. If there is one area that I see Christian men miss it the most, it's going to God's people, going to people, going to wise counsel. See, we sometimes can struggle when we go to God. We may ask him a question. We may not get a response. And so we kind of forget the question. We move on about our lives. Sometimes we entrust the Holy Spirit to guide us and then don't really give him any attention as he's putting things on our heart, as he's leading us to take a next step. And sometimes that next step is getting in community. So there's an area where we can get very immediate feedback, and that's getting around people. When you get around people, you will get a lot of feedback about yourself, or you should at least. And so when we think about how do we get healthy, the best tip I can give in this area, get around healthy people. My life has been absolutely transformed because I have gotten around some older men, some well older than me and some just a few years older, and they're in a different season. And I've watched their life. I've watched their marriage. I've watched their finances. I've watched the way that their children talk to them. And when I find men like this, who their life appears, I'm just going to say better. So I know we often compare and, you know, should we compare? We all look at some people and we think, man, their life looks better. Why does it look better? I'm not looking for, do they have a nicer car? Do they have nicer clothes? I don't care about that anymore. There once was a time I did. I care about, do they have the things in their life that I am most desiring? Is their marriage strong? And when I say strong, I'm saying, these men, are their wives in love with them? Like practically can't keep their hands off of them. Because come on, if you're married and you're listening to this, you want your wife to be on you. Not just because, you know, it feels good and the attention, but, you know, she's on you. That means, you know, she's not looking elsewhere. She is fully satisfied with you. And if you have that, then it fills this thing inside of us of desiring honor, desiring intimacy, desiring loyalty. And, you know, I also look at how's their relationship with their children. I want to have kids that look at me and there's a healthy respect and there's a very deeply understood love that they have for me and I have for them. And when we think about our relationship with our Heavenly Father, we know that He's perfect. But as men, it's our job to model for our children that of the love of our Heavenly Father. And so I want to get around men who have done that really, really well. Do they give their children a healthy picture of their Heavenly Father? If that man does, I want to get around him. Does he handle his finances well? He may have a great marriage, he may have great kids, but is he broke? I don't take financial advice from broke people. Now, if they're broke because they just put all their money into an investment and then 5 years, you know, it's going to be growing and la-da-da-da-da, you know, that's one thing. But if they've been through multiple bankruptcies and they just still can't seem to get ahead and they're struggling in this area, then it makes it challenging to trust some of the other areas, if you know what I'm saying. And then another area is physical health. Now, guys, don't neglect this one. I've seen a lot of guys, and they've got a lot of these other areas figured out, and that they're neglecting physical health. But if I see a guy who's got a great marriage, great kids, healthy finances, and he's in shape. Now, I'm not talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger, but maybe. I mean, that looks kind of cool, too. But if he's in physical shape, then I know this man has figured out how to keep balance. You don't want to spend so much time with your kids that, you know, all you're doing is watching movies and eating potato chips now. You want to make sure that there is healthy balance in every area of your life. And so I get around these men and I become better. My question for you today is, what men are you getting around that are healthier than you, that have a better marriage than you do, who have children that are doing, their relationship with their dad is doing, frankly, better than yours is? What men are you around that when you look at their life, if you would say, man, I want to be like that. Not that I want to be them, but I want to be like that. God, would you steer me in that direction because that looks healthy? Who do you have in your life that is that for you? If you don't have anyone, it's worth asking God for. It's a gift. Having wise counsel in your life, not just to get around, but that you've given an open door for them to speak into you, to call out the things in you that need attention, to help you get healthy. Man, ask God for that. And he is faithful to give good gifts to his children that ask. Amen? Well, let's wrap up our time by addressing two application thoughts that you can take with you. The first one is to ask your spouse for feedback. You've got someone in your life right now, if you're married, that can provide you some of the most invaluable feedback you'll ever receive. And we just have to have the right questions to ask. So here's some of those questions. How am I doing as your husband? Maybe your date night this week, plan some time where you can ask your wife, how am I doing as your husband? What am I doing right? That way you give her some time to encourage you. You're feeling good, so that when she tells you the rest of the answer, you know, you're primed, you're ready. So what am I doing right? Then ask this question, what could I work on? Now, embrace the silence, because there might be some. If you've never asked your spouse for feedback in this way, there probably will be silence. Give her as much time as she needs, maybe even clarify the question, what could I work on? Hey, what are the things in our marriage that you want to get better that I could work on so that our marriage is better? Next question, what is something I do that frustrates you? All right, now fellas, our wives do things that frustrate us. Our friends, our family, you know, people do things that frustrate us. The cat's out of the box. You do things that frustrate your spouse. Here's your chance to find out what they are. Don't assume that you know what they are. Ask your spouse, what is something that I do that frustrates you? Sit, receive the answer, and then ask this question, is there anything else? And then receive some more, is there anything else? Exhaust all the time that you have to receive all the feedback you can get. Next question, what is something about me that I should put more attention to? You see, your wife watches you every single day. She sees what you spend too much time doing, what you don't spend enough time doing, and the areas that you're neglecting. Ask her, what is something about me that I could put more attention to? And just receive it. Don't defend yourself. Don't make excuses. Simply say, thank you. I really want to work on it. Thank you so much. All right, second thought, application for you. Ask those that you lead, those that you get to oversee, maybe it's even just your kids, ask those around you, what is something that you should start, what is something you should stop, and what is something that you should continue? What are we wanting to know? We're wanting to know, what are the things that I'm not currently doing that I should, or that would show someone else a better side of me if I started doing those things? Your wife may tell you, I'd love for you to start telling me you love me more. Your employees may say, I'd really love if you started encouraging me a little bit more. Your kids might say, I wish you would just spend time with me, or maybe don't tell me no so much. Like, start saying yes more. So then the next question is stop. So asking them, what should I stop doing? If you present yourself in a humble way, truly wanting to receive someone's feedback, if they feel safe and comfortable to give you this answer, this could change your life. This could change your leadership. What is something that I should stop doing? The truth is, we've all got some stuff that we do, It might be biting our nails. It might be cussing. It might be, can't sit still. It might be activism. Like, I always have to get up and go do something. But what is something I need to stop doing? It would be healthy of me to stop doing that thing. And then what is something I can do? What can I continue? This is a chance just for someone to really recognize the things that you're doing great that are meaningful for them and they want to see more of. I hope this helps you on this episode of the Men's Summit Podcast. I've really enjoyed our time together. I want to just say thank you for tuning in, for listening, and I pray that you continue to get healthy as a man and as a leader. God bless.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate it and subscribe to stay up to date with the new episodes. And if you want to stay connected with everything we're doing as a ministry, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or visit menssummit.com. Until next time, have a blessed day.